With your latest news, I'm April Cummings.
It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
His Excellency Governor Martin Roper reading a statement issued from Buckingham Palace Friday morning.
The royal family join with people around the world in mourning his loss.
Mr. Roper says he is deeply saddened to hear the news of the passing of His Royal Highness, sending deepest condolences to Her Majesty the Queen and the royal family.
The Duke of Edinburgh made a number of visits to our islands, most recently with Her Majesty the Queen in 1983 and 1994. These visits created deep bonds of friendship between our islands and the royal family. Prince Philip is very fondly remembered and will be greatly missed. He inspired many children on our islands through the Duke of Edinburgh Awards Scheme.
Flags are flying at half-staff on government buildings across the islands to mark the passing of His Royal Highness. They will remain there until 8 a.m. the morning after the royal funeral, the date of which is currently to be confirmed.
Prince Philip gave exemplary and loyal service throughout his long life. We join the royal family and everyone around the world in mourning his loss, and our thoughts are with Her Majesty the Queen and the royal family at this difficult time.
There will be a 21-gun salute at Government House tomorrow on Saturday at midday, which will also mark the passing of the Duke, who died at the age of 99. Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin also issued an official statement today.
Both I and the Government of the Cayman Islands send our condolences to Her Majesty the Queen, Charles, Prince of Wales, Anne, Princess Royal, Prince Andrew, Duke of York, and Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex.
It is expected the Cayman Islands will join the UK in observing a minute of silence that will coincide with the official funeral. And for members of the public who wish to extend their sympathies to the royal family, condolence books will be located at the Government Administration Building in Georgetown, at Emily Teacher Redley Powery in West Bay, at the Savannah Bodentown Northside and East End Post Offices, and at District Administration in Cayman Brac and the Little Cayman District Office starting Monday, April 12th. The Premier also noted that general elections will continue as planned in the Cayman Islands this Wednesday, April 14th. Now to today's COVID-19 results. 373 COVID-19 tests carried out since Thursday. There was one positive, a traveler who tested positive as part of the routine screening program. There are 799 people in isolation right now. And the total number of COVID-19 vaccines administered to date, 56,223. Right now, 49% of the estimated population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. 38% have completed the two-dose course. An update now on the Cuban migrant situation. Here is Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Audio there from News Channel America TV Canal 41, reported to be footage from inside the MV Bulk Freedom, where several migrants have been staying after they were picked up from a boat in distress by passing vessel earlier this week. In a written statement issued Thursday night, Customs and Border says the situation with the Cuban migrants on board the Bulk Freedom had been, quote, resolved. Thursday night, an infant reportedly ill with a fever was removed along with its parents. Hours later, the remaining migrants were removed and escorted on shore to a government quarantine facility. The group had gone missing from Cayman on Sunday. After the group was rescued by a passing vessel and returned to Cayman, they refused to disembark. The captain of the MV Bulk Freedom indicated he was unwilling to transport the migrants to any other port.
Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reporting there. A protest outside the Cayman Turtle Center with employees upset about what they say is unfair treatment. Kellyanne Farron works in HR. She says she's only been there for about 2 years herself, but says the employees have been having issues for some time. Problems exacerbated by the pandemic, closure of the borders, and salary increases given to senior management.
We had to take vacation days to get pay. We had to do a degree, on government degree online to get pay. Use our sick days to get pay. Some staff went home with nothing, $0. Staff was forced out of their job to resign.
Ms. Farron says the staff is frustrated and fed up and even signed a letter of no confidence in the leadership of the Turtle Center.
We addressed the board, we met with the board, and we expressed how we feel and what we're going through here as staff. Staff, each person out here, have a different story. They did an internal audit of 98 people the other day, and it was like, it's a waste of time.
While Radio Cayman was on site, approximately 40 employees had gathered outside in protest.
We have all different ages here. We have a group of staff that willing to work, come to work on time, do everything because they love their job. They just want to be treated right, given a decent salary to live as Caymanians.
Radio Cayman reached out to the Cayman Turtle Center for comment and received a statement on behalf of the board of directors, which confirmed the receipt of a signed letter of petition through the Ministry of Tourism. The board says it has acted on this letter by seeking mediation through the Cayman Islands Government Internal Audit Department, specifically through their human resources area of expertise. The request to the Internal Audit Department, it says, was met expeditiously, and an investigation has been ongoing over the last 6 weeks. The internal auditors have met with all staff members, inclusive of those who spoke with media at this morning's protest. It is the board's understanding that the findings and recommendations from the report are imminent. The board and executive management say they are unable to make any further comments while the investigation is underway. The Department of Labor and Pensions has extended the pension holiday by cabinet by way of order until June 30th, 2021. In December, cabinet granted further approval for the pension holiday to be extended, during which time all employers and employees are not required to pay mandatory pension contributions into pension plans. However, if it is agreed between the employer and the employee, the pension contributions can continue and the amounts will be considered as voluntary payments. If you have questions or need additional information, contact dlp@gov.ky or view the pension holiday FAQs at dlp.gov.ky. Five young ladies are gearing up to compete for this year's crown and title of Miss World Cayman Islands. We've been getting to know each contestant, and now Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego turns our attention to contestant number 5, 24-year-old Rashana Hides, representing West Bay.
What is one thing people would be very surprised to know about you?
I think people are always surprised to know that I am a huge disco fan. Like, I'm talking Bee Gees, all of those, Sister Sledge. Like, I am a huge disco fan.
Really?
And I have to attribute that to my dad. He was always playing that type of music. And okay, disco is very uplifting, so I'll always play it. If I need a little mood boost, I love it.
It is a mood boost. Like, you're just like, that is awesome. Okay, well, I know that you've also obtained your Bachelor's of Science in Hospitality Management degree with honors from the University of Central Florida. Why did you decide to pursue this degree and this career path?
When I was figuring out what I wanted to do with my life, I was thinking about ways that I could make an impact in Cayman overall. And for me, I'm born and raised from West Bay, and I always want to jump on the chance to be an ambassador for the Cayman Islands. So that route of study just made sense for me, and a big portion of that is sustainable tourism. That's something that I'm really passionate about, and I want to continue to work towards during my journey, but also post-pageant journey as well.
Switching gears, you've entered the Miss World Cayman Islands 2021 pageant. First off, what made you even decide to join the pageant, the Miss World Cayman Islands pageant?
2020 was really a year of self-reflection for me. And I think looking back at it, it was really chaotic and stressful for a lot of us. And it made me realize just how many people were struggling with the same things that I was, which is mental health, anxiety. We were in lockdown. It was a stressful time. So for me, I chose to bring to the forefront mental health. That's really what I want to do for this pageant and what I want to do in the pageant.
That's Miss World Cayman Islands contestant number 5, Rashana Hides. This year's pageant will be held on Saturday, May 29th at the Harkwell Theater starting at 6 p.m. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.